Hello, this is Jake Lloyd. I played in Star Wars. I was Anakin. And you're listening to Women Talk Sci-Fi. It's wonderful. That's what you get.
Hi, this is Jerry Donaldson.
And Eugenia Stapira.
And you're listening to Talk Sci-Fi. The Walking Dead. That's what we're going to talk about this time.
Are we really, Jerry?
Mm-hmm.
Zombies have become the big thing.
Oh, they have, haven't they? Every man and his cat has a zombie, don't they?
Well, it goes through phases, doesn't it? You had your vampire phase, you have your werewolf phase, and this has happened since the 30s, so it's not something new.
No, one of the scariest movies when I was a child was The Night of the Walking Dead.
Exactly. So zombies are not
the Living Dead. Night of the Living Dead. All those sausages that were being pulled out of people's stomachs.
So zombies is not a new concept, but at the moment they're, dare I say, flavour of the month.
Zombies are 2,000, more than 2,000 years old, because Jewish literature goes all the way back to golems, which, although they had a writing thing stuck in their head, they, in fact, were basically zombies, but they didn't eat human flesh. Well, I don't know. I don't know that much about golems. I don't know like what they fed on. So they could have. They may have. But they've been around. That concept has been around.
It has.
But in the last 10 years, we've seen it arise.
We have, even to the fact of having zombie walks.
Well, yes, all over the place. And one of my favourite films, I went back into my Irish accent then and said films, didn't I?
Oh, Shaun of the Dead.
Shaun of the Dead. And that was really...
Oh, that was hilarious.
That was hilarious. Attacking zombies with cricket bats and LPs, Final Records, was quite a fun movie. And maybe that was out before The Walking Dead. So that was...
Oh, yes.
So even though it was a zombie movie, maybe it was the start of the new era of zombies. Well, in my recollection, anyway.
I can't think of anything else that might have had zombies in it before that.
They did a remake of The Night of the Living Dead in the 19-somethings, maybe even early 2000s. But it was still didn't have the impact of those original sausages being pulled out of people's stomachs and pretending along the way.
But it has taken the imagination of a lot of people
well,
at the moment.
You've got iZombie, you've got The Walking Dead, you've got pre-The Walking Dead now.
Fear of the Walking Dead? Something Fear. The new...
Fear of the Walking Dead, I think it's called. You've had Zen-Nation. English movies. You've had that English, a couple of English movies that have been made, The Neighbourhood, where you had lots of old English actors actually helping these young blokes fight off the zombies. It's a really good movie, actually, if you've never watched it. And then you had the zombie, is it I'm Human? Where the zombies were sent back home again to live with people.
Oh, yes, yes.
And, I mean, even the Brits have been getting in on the zombie
action. Was that In the Flesh?
In the Flesh, I think it was, actually. Mm-hmm. And then we had that zombie movie where he regained himself. The American movie that was out.
With Brad Pitt.
No, that's Zed Nation. There's another one where he regained himself. Remember when he ended up having a relationship with a girl? He was not quite a zombie, and I can't remember the name of it. Suffice to say, there are zombie everythings out there. If you put in zombie, I'm sure, online, it will bring up lots of zombies.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, zombies go all the way back to Jamaican religion, don't
we? Well, that's right. We associate the voodoo religion with it. I don't know if it actually is technically correct, but there certainly has been.
You mean really happens?
Well,
they talk about pufferfish, and pufferfish can actually make you more compliant. And so who knows? Maybe, I don't know. Who knows?
But it is interesting that The Walking Dead now has been in its fifth season. It's coming to the end of its run. So
I'm really happy these days that they do that. There are some shows that can go on for 10 years, like Supernatural.
Yes.
And there are some shows that, what more can you do? And they do need to have a final thing. Although I have to talk about zombies. Zed Nation is one of my favourite. It's weirdness zombie with a twist compared to the real serious side of it. The hero in that one is an anti-hero. He's a jerk. He's an ex-jailman. He was put in tests. And I really like, to me, that's probably what humans are more like than the, sometimes you see them as we're going to defeat the odds. Mm-hmm. And very much in Americanism, you know, American exceptionalism, where I think the Zed Nation, which is an American program, has what people are really like when they're fighting for their lives and their families and all of those things, which is that they're much more not nice people.
Well, The Walking Dead has that a lot too, that they're not nice people. And that comes across, and I think the brutality of it sometimes amazes me. Like I
there's get not a little very bit... much comedy in it.
There's no comedy in it.
Not well. Occasionally, you might get the odd smile, but
no. There's no light.
I have
moments.
Seen them laugh.
Well, there may be, but there's not many light moments in The Walking Dead.
Yeah, with Zed Nation, the other zombie movie, there are some laugh out loud moments. Mm-hmm. I think that's quite much more of an interesting, and it's also got the little guy from Supernatural in it as well. But he's, you know, that took over from Jim Beaver in Supernatural as the Oracle. Him, he's in it.
The squaw. Oh yeah, the one who's the yeah right. Yes, I know who you mean.
We'll cut that bit.
But out. I don't know. He's got a
something name. It would come.
He's got initials names, hasn't he? Yeah. And his name. Yeah, he's very distinct features.
He's not leading man material. He's definitely level B characters.
Yeah,
but it's got really interesting characters and. The problem with zombies is that every zombie movie has to come up with a different way zombies interact.
Yes.
And Walking Dead was one of the first ones to come up with this new concept, as in current, not 15 years ago or 30 years ago or 45 years ago, but now. So all the other zombie shows have had to come up with a different premise to be different along the way. iZombie's okay, but it's not my favourite.
I don't mind iZombie because it has light moments in it too. And basically it's a cop show in one way as well. So if you
would have thought, but it reminds me of another show. And another
show.
Oh,
yeah, it's definitely things like True Calling and anything where she eats,
dead people.
She eats the brains and she actually takes on the persona of that person. So that's not a new concept.
And then they investigate the murder.
They
that
do.
Kind of thing,
the only thing is that the zombies don't look like zombies. They're basically just pale. They look more like vampires, but they eat human flesh, of course.
Although some of them have gone too far and are zombies because they've had to kill some of them down pits. Remember, they'd gone too far.
They had, but...
So there are people of... Different levels of zombie sickness.
But it's not a bad little show, but it's a bit more lighthearted.
It's an entertainment as opposed to a heavy drama.
Yes, whereas The Walking Dead is a heavy drama. And I guess with The Walking Dead too is that I hate poor actors. It's like Game of Thrones. Every time they open up their script, they need to check to the end to see whether they're still alive because there's no guarantee, even if you're classed as a main cast to begin with, that you actually survive to the end of the season.
However, we have an interview for people today, and that actor started off in the first episode, mm-hmm. basically, and is still there.
Yes, and has grown up in the show as well.
Now, this interview is with Chandler Riggs. It's a couple of years old now because we've used it on another podcast that we actually do. Check out the end of the podcast if you want to have a look at the address. So it's his mid-season of the five seasons, you could basically
yes,
say.
Yes, and this is Carl. This is the son.
So, and you've seen him grow up from a 12-year-old until a 17, 18-year-old now. So
definitely, and he's very different.
But it's an interesting insight into what a child actor thinks of working on a show like that. He's very articulate.
He is very articulate. And at the time, his father was travelling with him because, of course, this was in Australia that we did the interview. And his father was very interesting to talk to, too, about what they had to do so that he's ready to meet people in fan conventions and how to speak. And they said he even had to spend time learning how to sign his name.
Because he's only a child at that time. He's obviously grown up now, but it's nice sometimes to go back into the vault and have a look at what they are.
So let's have a listen to what Chandler has to say. So Chandler, are you a bit more of a song and dance man than an actor? Is that how you began?
My parents, they were in a show called Guys and Dolls, a community theater show called Guys and Dolls. And lots of times they'd have to bring me to rehearsals, and I kept on saying, I want to be on stage. And this was when I was like three. And so my parents thought I was crazy. So the next show that they were doing there was Joseph and Mason Taylor Raincoat. Mm-hmm. So
lots of kids.
Yeah, I was in the kids choir for that. And so that was a lot of fun. Okay. And then after that, I was in a church play called Hotel Bethlehem. And this is when I was like 4. I had 25 lines in a solo.
Wow.
And so yeah. And then after that, I got an agent, and then a few extra stuff, commercials, a couple movies, and then this.
So is singing something that you still enjoy?
Yes. I do enjoy it. I actually auditioned for Mary Poppins on Broadway. That's my thing. So yeah, that was
fantastic.
Yeah, that was really cool.
So is that something you like to pursue when you're older, musical theater? Can you sing?
I don't know. I guess I don't know. I don't know. I never hear myself sing, so I don't know.
I was going to go into The Walking Dead. Now, you're very young in The Walking Dead, and The Walking Dead is a very adult concept show. How do you deal with that and the emotions that are actually in that show?
Well, I play like a lot of zombie killing video games, I kind of use the blood and gore, and the emotion part. I don't let it affect me too much. You know, you try not to think about it a lot, so...
Because a lot of the characters disappear very easily. I mean, you can build a relationship with someone on set, and then they're not gone. There. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of hard for me, but you know, it's a zombie TV show. It's gonna happen. So.
Now the teacher in me has to ask. So how do you balance a school life with an acting life?
Well, I'm homeschooled. You know, I do this thing called the Georgia Cyber Academy, and I'm actually from Georgia. So it's all online. It's all on my computer. It's really cool because I barely need a textbook, you know, so.
And do you have a teacher on set with you that goes through everything?
Well, my dad, he's actually my teacher. He taught 25 years of special ed, he's qualified to teach me. So, yeah.
So no getting out of homework, obviously.
Yeah.
Because he knows what you have to do.
Yeah, exactly.
So are you hoping to continue with acting as a career?
I hope so. You know, I don't want to lose too much of my childhood from Walking Dead. But, you know, I mean, Walking Dead is so much fun to film. And I still get to go home on weekends and hang out with my friends and stuff. So.
Yeah, because it's filmed very close to your home, isn't it?
It is, like 2 hours, but it's just the drive. So we have to stay, it's 2 hours there and 2 hours back. And sometimes I get wrapped at, like, midnight.
So, really?
Yeah, driving home at that time isn't good. And so we last year we stayed in a hotel. This year we're hoping to get an apartment.
Yep.
So I can actually have friends over on the set like before we go home or something. I don't know. But yeah, we'll see.
So what do your friends think of you? Are they allowed to watch The Walking Dead?
They do. They do. Yeah.
Because as I said, it's a fairly adult show.
It is. It's a lot of my. Well, my friend, he actually wasn't allowed to watch it for a while, and then his mom finally let him, so.
So is it hard having a friendship relationship away from your friends and being on set and not getting to meet up with them?
Well, I mean, Walking Dead is so much fun for me, and, like, playing at home with my friends as well is so much fun, so I get to, you kind of equal it out, you know. Walking Dead on the weekdays, and then play with friends on the weekends, so.
So best of both worlds.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Do you hope to do acting in university, or do you know what your sort of career plan is at this stage?
Well, I mean, I don't know yet. I mean, I'm still only 12, so it's kind of a long way from college, but I don't know.
Do you have a contingency?
Well,
you look at a lot of child actors these days, Chandler, who have a very successful young career.
Yeah.
One along the way. Do you have a contingency? Have you thought about that? That you want to be an actor, but I'll have this behind me just in case? Like production or?
Well, I mean, not really.
No?
Yeah.
This is his dad shaking his head. His dad
head.
Haven't thought that far yet. So just riding the wave as you can and enjoying every minute of it.
He's a good student. He's graduated. He's a very good student.
He's obviously got
so
a good teacher.
He can go to college if he chooses.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So he's keeping himself in a position to do whatever he would like to do.
So what sort of things do you go through to remember all your lines and all that sort of thing?
Well, you know what? What I do, I memorize my lines enough to where I don't know them. Like, I know them word for word, but I don't necessarily know what the other person is going to say.
Yep.
And so that makes my reaction more realistic, and it helps out a lot, you know. And it's, you try not to think about what you're gonna do in the thing too much, because, like I said, it's not gonna be as real. So
being a child actor on a set, how are your working conditions different to, say, an actor that's an adult on the set?
What do you mean? Sorry, say it again.
You're not allowed to work, like, as long as some of the adults, are you?
Yes, it's 10 hours. I can work up to 10 hours, but I can still work past that, not too much. So, yeah. Those end at midnight, but lots of times they kind of try to go past that.
Get an extension.
Yeah, get an extension.
You have to get permission.
So do you have to give that permission?
Probably once every few weeks. They probably work a late night. And so what they'll do is he won't come in as early. It's like he'll come in at 4. So they're not going to work him over the 10 hours. They have to work him over the night or something.
Yeah.
10 hours is a long time. How do you cope? Because I find 10 hours in a day a lot.
Yeah, it's, well, you know what? Like I said before, it's so much fun.
Yeah?
You know? It's, everybody's so nice, you know. For me, it's so much fun.
And you do some fun things on the set, we hear. Like, you've made up dances and a zombie dance.
It's, we in the CDC, we call it the decontamination dance.
Uh-huh.
So right after that C5 says decontamination, we, like, once they say cut, we break out into a dance.
Yeah.
So it's really fun.
So have you got the whole crew and the cast doing it now?
Well, we kind of forgot the dance when we came back for season 2, so...
You have to make it up again?
Well, we don't do that stuff anymore, so.
Develop something new.
They don't horse around.
Yeah, they don't
horse around. They're not a bunch of jolly jokers.
Well,
I mean, sometimes when they can squeeze it in, but much of the time it's pretty...
It's hard work.
It's pretty focused.
Yeah, hard work.
They don't horse around much. Because that film that they use film for the show, is very expensive.
Yes.
And they can't do multiple takes and just erase it. Because it's real film.
Yeah.
So do they have a huge amount of makeup artists on the set? Because with the amount of makeup that has to happen with all the zombies, they must have a fairly tight routine of how they get all those actors together and done. And
besides, when you got shot.
Well, I mean, the makeup that's usually done usually takes like 20 minutes for hair and makeup. So all it is for you.
But for the zombies.
I know. For zombies, it's like 3 hours. And so, but yeah, when I got shot, that took maybe an hour to put on the prosthetic and all the makeup and stuff.
So have you enjoyed the special effects side of things and seeing the different makeups?
Well, you know, my brother really has. He really likes, like, the makeup and stuff.
Now, you were in another movie called Zombie H Jesus, wasn't it? Or Jesus H Zombie?
Jesus H Zombie, yeah. That was when I was... That was a long time ago.
Zombies obviously follow you around, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, yeah.
That was a student film. First film. And that was a long time ago.
It's a long time. I barely remember that. Yeah.
So you've had a bit of a history with zombies then?
Yeah.
So what do you do in your downtime? I know you do a bit of gaming.
I do a lot of gaming. So
have you had a chance to talk to Will Wheaton yet about
gaming?
I did. Yeah, he's Scott and Mike. They said they can get us tickets to PAX. It's like a gaming convention. So that'll be cool.
Are you being interested in that?
Yeah, and then we'll go to the PAX as well. So.
Oh, fantastic. So that's something you quite enjoy?
Yeah, yeah.
Any particular games that you really get into?
Minecraft. Minecraft is a big thing. Yeah, I even got this. I got a pickaxe from the actual game.
Yeah?
And so, but yeah, it's I'm like obsessed with it. It's so much fun for me.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Probably need something to take you down after a hard day.
Yeah, at the office.
At the office, for sure.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chandler. It's been lovely talking with you.
All right.
You've been listening to Talk Sci-Fi with Jerry Donaldson and Eugenie Stapira. If you'd like to catch us in our fuller episodes on our podcast, Women Talk Sci-Fi, you can do so at www.womentalksci-fi.com. That's www.womentalksci-fi, all one word, .com. Thank you for listening. Bye. title music performed by Boxcat Games called Breaking In, available at thefreemusicarchive.org under a Creative Commons license.